are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. With Wally, Ray, and myself, Will. What's going on, fellas?
Everything's gravy, man. What's going on? How's everybody doing on this great night?
Doing good, man. It's great weather we had today. So, you know.
It's okay, man.
It was great weather.
It's okay.
Compared to what we've had.
Yeah, it's true. It's a real talk, man.
And, you know, power was good last Sunday.
It was good. A lot of people like are slipping on power. It was great last
Terry night. Silver, that's my guy now, man.
So he's walked out. He just walked out on folks. That's what he did, man.
He sold her a dream. He got what he wanted, and he split.
Sorry, Tasha. Oh, prop ass.
All his stuff was gone.
Yeah.
Like,
it was like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when Will was by himself. In that house.
Yeah, that last scene.
Yeah.
Nah, I know one because he wasn't there. It was like Martin when he rolled out for the Najee Rumba joint.
Yeah.
He sent a tape and then that was it. In this case, it was a text, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, he left her check. But
she went to that. He texted her initially, then she walked out, then she thought she was meeting him.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about, right?
Right.
Yeah. And then obviously she. She saw nothing and something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Amazing. It was a good show, though.
It was.
You know,
it's starting to heat up. What's like three more?
It's only two more episodes.
Two more episodes, yeah.
Go ahead. Do the song. We'll perform it real quick.
It's been a long time.
Oh, no. Stop. I said Will, man. Come on, Will.
Nah, we good. But we're going to get into our tradition, the pregame.
We'll talk here on topics. We'll talk about Washington Redskins running back Darius Geis being out for the season. Then we'll take a look at the Redskins preseason game against the New York Jets, which is on Thursday. Finally, we'll have our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Before we get to Geis, the Redskins release cornerback Orlando
Scandridge.
Mm-hmm. Your thoughts about that real quick?
I'm just going to echo everything that I've seen so far, honestly, because it's very plain and simple. The young guys are stepping up. And Quinn Dunbar has really emerged as a really good player on this team.
From practice, can't say the regular season because regular season hasn't happened yet. But from what they've seen in training camp, it's
Brashad Breeland's boy.
Yeah, he is. I mean, you know, all last year's secondary was super tight.
He specified on this show, though.
He did.
I got to put it out there. He said, Quinn Dunbar and that became bros.
No, he did. He did. No, he sure did. And
just to quote him.
But yeah, I'm happy that to be honest with you, I was upset that they even signed Scandridge.
Because
he was done in Dallas.
Oh.
You know, he was done in Dallas, and now you're bringing a guy in who, from all the talk that he had an opportunity to be the second cornerback to Norman. So when you look at that situation, I was like, all right, you let Breland go. You're not re-signing Breland, but you're bringing in Scandridge. So now this is better. Like you're letting the young guys play on your ball.
Oh, he'll get picked up somewhere, but I think it's a combination of both. The best politically correct way to say it is our young guy stepped up, and that's simply what it was about. But it was also about the fact that he is on a downside.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in the league, 10 years?
Yeah.
Nine in Dallas, something like that. I haven't followed his career. I mean, obviously the rivalry, and we've covered the Redskins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him, but he's near the end.
Media, that's what y'all do. That's what the media does. You said R. Is that a Freudian slip? Right?
Say that again?
You said R, young
guys. What do you
mean? Our young guys. He said local. He's mean local, man. You know.
No, I mean, I was just asking. Are you now a supporter of the team?
I said our young guys.
Yeah.
In what context?
When you were just talking about our young guys.
No, but what did I say exactly though?
You Scandrick had been in the league for 10 years. You said now this is a chance for our young guys to step up.
Yeah, that's what you did. You just say that.
No, I was repeating what Jay Gruden said. I said because he didn't want to say that Scandrick.
Yeah,
was
he did.
A bad
that's true.
Player.
That's true.
That's what I meant.
Okay, no.
That's why you don't come late. Exactly why you don't come late. Why, hey, dude? This dude be coming for me.
He do.
Why is that? Why
I'm not coming?
No. Last week,
for you,
you came. And was like, man, we have a guest, and he pointed at me. He was like, what?
Real talk. At first, I feel like Will was coming at me. Yeah, he's coming at you now, though.
It's the second week in a row he's coming at you. I was asking a question. Was it a Freudian slip? Or are you now a supporter of the team? No. I know you're the media. So, are you the media that's paid by the team? Are you a 980 employee? Or what? I'm just trying to figure it out.
I might be a 980 employee coming up considering.
That's hilarious.
Right now, they're auditioning. That's what they're doing. They're serious.
You're right. That's what they're doing right now. Definitely. But let's get back to topic, man. Redskins, like I mentioned during the pregame, Redskins rookie running back.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
That I did the fake voice, man.
I'm just giving you the authentic thing.
All right, running back Darius Geis tore his ACL last Thursday in the first quarter against the New England Patriots. With the injury, are the Redskins in trouble?
They are so.
You believe that?
Yes.
Okay, explain why.
We saw last year when you Chris Thompson cannot be your primary back. Agreed. He's a dynamic playmaker out of the backfield. He creates all types of mismatches in the passing game. But when it comes to a consistent running threat, someone who can run in between the tackles, let's be honest, you don't have that. If we just based off of what you've seen previously, you don't have that talent on the roster. Mm-hmm. So Darius Geis was being hyped up as the savior of the run game, the guy who's going to come back and establish the run game for this franchise. If he's gone, what are you left now with? Rob Kelly, excuse me.
Wow. I was on the Football Garbage Time podcast last night. Shout out to them. And I echoed these same thoughts I'm about to share now, and that is you got four running backs still on the roster. You started the season/training camp with five to have depth, and you anticipate that someone will get hurt. It's the running back position. Mm-hmm. You still have Fit Rob, who can run between the tackles, by the way, Will. You have Piron, who can run between the tackles. You also have two guys in Thompson and Capri Bibbs, who can catch out the backfield. I think that's a perfect combination. See what you got. If the first two games of the season don't go well, then I think you can go out and look for someone. Or you can keep your eye, on other teams who may have too many running backs, who may release somebody.
I will say this. You made a valid point. But we saw last year what Samaje Perine could do, which was
3.4 yards a carry.
Fit Rob, as you call him.
3.1.
So I'm just going – all I can base it off of is last year's the production that they've shown in the past, and I just don't see anyone that's capable now outside of, Chris Thompson being that dynamic back that can establish a run game for you.
I want to ask you a question. So
don't you like when people say, I'm going to ask you a question? You don't say, no, I'm going to ask you a question. Yes, I'm going to ask you a question.
As an observer of football, whatever you are, I don't know what you are. did you think or did you have confidence that Geis was going to be the guy?
Based off of what I saw at LSU, I saw a guy. No,
that's better than what they had here.
Yes. Like, even though it's college.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Why isn't it fair?
Because a lot of guys light up college and come to the league. And
but, you're looking at Fat Rob. Oh, well, Slim Rob. It's called Slim Rob.
Fit Rob.
He's a fullback in Tulane. So, he wasn't really one of a highly touted running back. And then we're looking at Capri Bibbs, guys
Quentin
with journeyman.
Quentin Dunbar was a receiver.
Then we're looking at Samaje Perine. Let me ask you as a fan, Wally. Mm-hmm. Looking at what Samaje Perine did last year, would you feel confident with him as your starting running back, carrying the ball 15 to 20, touching the ball 15 to 20 times?
No, because he doesn't run. His style of running isn't, like, for his build, you would want him to be a physical running back. He's not a guy who's not a blazer. He's not a guy that, can, like, kind of juke you out or whatnot. He's a guy that, because of his build, he's supposed to be a bruiser. He's not. He runs soft.
Well, let me ask you this now, Ray. Mm-hmm. As a Falcons fan, if you had
– like T.J. Duffy.
If you had Samaje Perine and you had Fit Rob
T.J.
as your running back.
T.J. Duffy at Michigan State was the man. Since we're judging things off college, right?
No, he wasn't. I didn't like T.J. Duck in college.
Oh, because he fried Michigan, of course.
If you had those two guys, if you as a Falcons fan, if you had to open the season with those two as your running back, would you feel comfortable as a fan of your
Rob
team?
Fit Rob and Samaje Perine.
Yes.
No, of course not. We're not talking about.
What are you saying?
We're not talking about my team.
PC. He's so PC.
We're not talking about my team. First of all, listen, that's a different situation because I know as a fan of the Atlanta Falcons, what the Falcons have in the backfield.
Yeah.
So I can't get that out of my mind. in this situation, again, I believe the offensive line is going to be better this season. That's a big factor as far as my thinking goes. Now, again, we're talking just these two guys alone. Again, you got four guys. Thompson can run between the tackles. He's not an every down back, though.
Yeah,
and Capri Bibbs, look at what he did in the first preseason game, which at least we have something to base that off. Four carries, 48 yards.
Yeah, that was against what?
What does that mean?
Wasn't that against like the third team?
Oh, but Geis went up against college guys last year, and you guys are Geis, acting as
like, this. Again, but Geis, again, even Geis showed you flashes in the game against the Patriots. Because he played against the first and second unit with the Patriots.
Because
the Patriots were playing their first unit at times, and he did well. I mean, with the even that long run.
I was in attendance at the Cardinals game last season where Capri Bibbs played against starters, and he scored two touchdowns.
Yeah. Capri Bibbs scored two touchdowns.
That's what I'm saying.
And his average yards per carry wasn't even that high. I'm just saying you don't look at Capri, like off the eye test, Capri Bibbs isn't a guy that you can say that's going to be a feature running back. I think it's not. I mean, he's a nice story.
I'm saying it's a group. It's by committee. I'm not saying you rely on one guy. But you know what, though? Kind of, I guess, segueing into your next point / topic is, should they pick up Adrian Peterson? Like, who else is out there? If you're talking about Adrian Peterson at this point, who else is out there?
Nobody. That's the only person you can get.
Exactly. So why are you trying to go?
I would rather have an Adrian Peterson who I know there's a body of work. And I know that he's a physical running back and he's been a featured back than a Capri Bibbs or Piron. I would take Adrian Peterson now over Piron. And who? Because if you're watching Piron, one, Piron doesn't run physical. Piron fumbles. He's not reliable. So all that together, I'm going to take AP over Piron now, period. And if we're looking at Robert Kelly, he didn't run well when they gave him the starting job last season. And even in preseason so far, I'm still kind of like I look at Robert Kelly like, and just to say I'm not sure about him right now.
It's by committee. That's my point. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Patriots, who are the standard in the NFL, they make it to the Super Bowl constantly, and they never have a top notch running back.
They got Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. The Redskins got Jay Gruden. I like Alex Smith.
You got me there. I can't argue with that.
As good as Matt Ryan.
Let's do it here.
Just as good as Matt Ryan.
That's okay.
What happened between you two, man? Real talk, what happened between you two? What happened between
Nothing,
you two?
Nothing, man. I'm just
now,
a hard time,
the team
man.
That beat the Patriots last year, they had a Jai who came in late, right?
Yeah, Jai is a good running back.
No, he's excellent. I'm just saying. And they had another running back.
The kid from
can't think of his name.
What's Clemens?
Corey Clement.
Clements.
And to me, they complimented each other well. I feel like
and they had Blunt too, right?
LeGarrette Blunt too. Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah, they had talent.
I feel like if you can, you act as though these guys are just bums.
I'm not saying they're bums. I'm just saying that running backs committee that you're talking about.
But you know what
though?
Maybe running backs is just not my area of expertise. I'm serious.
We in NFL in our expertise. Either.
No, I'm just saying as far as even analyzing who is a top back. Or not. I mean, I thought Matt Jones was going to be pretty good. Even though he actually was, but he fumbled. That's the problem.
He fumbled too much. Didn't this team sign Bishop Sankey at one point? Or they were about to?
I don't think they signed. Do you mean this year?
No, last year or a year before.
That's the kid who played at where? In college. It was LSU or something like that? Not LSU.
No, not
LSU. Wasn't it an SEC team?
I'm not 100% sure. I think he played for the Titans.
I know you're talking about. Yeah. No, I don't think so. No.
I know they were talking about bringing him in. Maybe they bring him in. Maybe they bring him in now. Give him,
Man, I feel like it's
just too early to say that Geis was going to be the guy. I mean, he looked good. But, again, we had to see him play in a regular season game against first team defenses who are game planning for you.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. Very fair. That's very
versus
fair.
Each guy that we're talking about, whether they've been great, whether they have, good yards per carry average, still they played against first team defenses and, each guy's still in the league and they're still on this Washington roster.
So
all four of them.
But talent when you see talent. Like
Chris Thompson is talented.
Yeah, I know he is talented.
So is Fat Rob and Fit Rob, my bad. So
What do you mean by talented though? When you talk about Fit Rob though, like how talented?
Well,
like what's the comparison?
Let me. Well, I'll say
that. Like, when you look at Saquon Barkley, like, that's automatic talent. Like, that's a star talent. That's star talent. Like, when you look
okay,
at Fit
Rob. Okay, so that's elite talent. Yeah, I'm not saying he's elite talent.
Okay. So we talk Fit
Rob. I think he's mid-level like, talent, and I think he's a hard worker, clearly.
No, he's a hard worker. Who is he comparable to, though? Like, if you had to look at him. Poor man.
Brandon Jacobs.
I guess. Brandon Jacobs runs harder, though, but I guess.
Well, I mean, he was bigger.
He's bigger, that's why.
But I'm comparing.
Only reason why.
I'm not. He's that. I'm not gonna do that.
I guess he's that style. T.J. Duckett.
No, I like to compare everybody. T.J. Duckett.
T.J. You know who I was.
I had T.J. Duckett.
He never got.
You know who I was going to compare him to?
He's not T.J. Duckett though. He runs.
Edgar Bennett. Similar running style.
No, that's not bad. That's not a bad one.
Edgar Bennett was a far better receiver out of the backfield.
Yeah, he's working on it. Fit Rob is working on it.
Yeah, we interviewed him. Did you see it? And he talked about it.
Ran the wheel route.
Exactly.
I know, real talk, I agree with Ray. He's a hard worker. Like, he is a very hard worker.
Dude, hard work beats talent. Trust me. You're a coach.
I know all the time. I know. I've seen
kids
work hard.
I've heard you say that.
I've seen kids who work
hard.
You know, like, because I tell you all the time, I take hard work.
Yeah, he'll take hard work.
What's the kid's name?
I'll take a
talent. I shouldn't say his name, but.
Who are you talking about?
What do you mix with beer? What is it mixed with?
Well, mixed with beer.
I mean, what is beer made of? What are the ingredients?
Hops.
What else? Barley, maybe.
Barley.
Stuff like that. Yeah. So,
gotcha.
I ain't saying names, gotcha. But.
That's a good one.
You were saying one time, he's good, but he don't work hard, this kid. You know.
Oh, I didn't see.
It's guys that can outwork him.
That wasn't it. That wasn't. No.
Or he ain't got his head on straight.
His head wasn't on straight.
Right, but I'm just saying.
He worked hard and was gifted. He was super gifted. It's just that he didn't understand his talent. And also, he didn't do the other things to set himself up.
The other
up,
things, right. That's
to
what you
set
said.
Himself
and some
up.
Other kids who not nearly as talented outworked him, right?
Not outworked him.
I'll say this.
I wouldn't say outworked him. They acted. No, you know what I mean? They acted
we're
more mature.
We're in agreement, so I'm not trying to win.
Yeah, we are. We agree, though.
I'm just like, telling you that.
No, you know what I mean? No. When you talk about hard work, somebody's lazy. This kid isn't lazy. That kid you're talking about is not lazy.
I'm not saying he is.
He's
a freak athletically anyway.
Yeah.
But he's now, that's
an idiot. Put it
I'll say this. Now I'm thinking about the example we're giving, and I hope I didn't say too much, but
no, you didn't. You're good.
The example I'm thinking of now is, none of these guys, outside of Thompson maybe, are naturally gifted athletes. They have
Thompson's
worked extremely outside of Thompson.
Yeah.
Maybe Capri Bibbs is. I don't know.
I think you got Byron Marshall.
Well, no, I don't think that's fair, because guys who make it to the NFL are talented.
Yeah.
Athletic.
Not talented amongst
no,
appears.
True. I'm just saying on the NFL level.
Yeah.
Maybe. Compared to other NFL talent.
Of course, yeah.
But like, you threw Saquon Barkley, he's like a freak. Like, naturally, like Michael Vick was. He can just walk out there and play. He don't have to stretch.
Yeah.
He don't have to watch film. He just was that great.
Like Wally Kids on Madden back in the day. Freaking nature.
And on that note.
I'm just saying, time for a break. The Skins have the New York Jets next. We'll discuss that after the break. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here with Ray and Will. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. So what were your thoughts about the Skins fight with the Jets in practice, that joint practice?
I don't have any thoughts, to be honest with you. No, I mean, I don't have any thoughts about it. I just think that it's the beginning of, you know, not the beginning, but training camp is starting to come to an end.
It takes the last day.
Yeah, guys are frustrated. They're out there practicing in that hot Richmond heat. like 100 degrees, which Wally and Ray know about.
I want to say something, Ray.
I mean, so you hit, you know, so you're going to get testy. You're going to get upset. So I don't make much of it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I do know that this is the second fight they've had during scrimmages with a team.
Yeah, you know, the Houston Texans.
Yeah, Houston Texans, and now the Jets. This is what happened when, you know.
You fight. That's what
I think is great. You get to fire up your team. You get to play against somebody who's not your teammate. Get to hit somebody.
Yeah.
We all grew up playing street football. Most of us, I think. Wally, did you play street football?
Yeah, I did. A lot, actually.
Did you play the soccer football?
No.
Racist
bastard.
I know. I did that. But we'll see.
Soccer football.
Even playing basketball, growing up with your friends, how many times did guys get into
– he played football, too.
Get into fights.
Well, yeah, no, it happens. It happens.
I mean, yeah, and then afterwards, it's all good. So
don't look away from me like I hadn't deal with that.
I saw them shoes you had a couple years back.
What shoes? Which one?
Soccer New Balance is used to play basketball.
Then. Oh, I did. That was years ago. You're right. Hey, man, times are tough. But now I'm with y'all. I don't think it's a big deal at all. I mean, we mentioned this on the football garbage time. Like, when you
y'all
fight,
keep referencing, like, because y'all doing other podcasts, huh? And leaving me out. Y'all shady, man.
You're right. You're right. We are. But nah, when you, like, you got guys who are trying to make a team. It's not just guys who have kind of already settled and set in their ways. You have guys who are practicing hard, working hard, trying to impress their coaches. On when you're practicing amongst each other, like, there's a deal set out there, like, hey, don't hurt me, you know, when the season's coming up, you know, this, that, and the other. So you don't see that same intensity. Probably in one-on-one drills you see a little bit more, but not like what we saw against the Jets or whatnot. So you got people who are just hungrier, and that tends to happen.
But again, if you upset Trent Williams, who again is a veteran leader, and it takes a lot to get under his skin,
man, Trent be fine,
then you know something was wrong with what took place, and a late hit will do it.
Yeah, I mean, a dirty hit supposed to be to Morgan Moses. Trent took offense to it, and
or Trent didn't have any weed.
Dirty, man.
Listen, let's talk truth here, man.
Trent hasn't done that in a minute, man. Leave Trent alone, man. He a leader. He played with a bad knee last year.
How you think he got through the pain?
I mean, I don't knock. If you're going through that type of – well, it is what it is, though. I feel like when you're going through that pain, all that stuff is open in the air to me. But what do you expect to see out of Alex Smith Thursday night?
You would hope the second preseason game home. Mm-hmm. You would hope to see at least a quarter.
A quarter, a whole quarter.
Yeah,
I hope Jay Green would do that. Maybe two quarters. Well, not two quarters, a quarter and some change.
No, I mean, third preseason game is usually what the dress rehearsal. So you probably would look to see a half, you know, two and a half quarters.
Mm-hmm. I think it depends on how he looks. If you watch that Vikings Broncos game, Kirk Cousins came out 4-for-4, touchdown. He looked good.
Sure
they
did.
Took him right out. On the flip side, what's his name? Casey. I was about to call him Casey Kane. That's the daggone race car driver.
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum came out and looked awful, and they sent him out for a second series, maybe even a third, because the coaching staff wanted to see if he can get some type of rhythm established. So it depends on how he looks. I don't see a whole quarter, though, Will. Maybe two drives, three drives.
You know, Jake Gruden usually doesn't play other than the third preseason game, because, you know, Alex Smith didn't play. So in comparison, like what Ray's talking about, in the first preseason game, and because the Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins played. He actually played. Alex Smith didn't play in the first preseason yet.
Him and Stephon Diggs, they got some chemistry out there.
They did.
I had to bring him up. Sorry.
It's all good, man. It's the truth.
I mean, now that you brought him up, I mean, both quarterbacks or franchises are in similar situations, right?
Yeah.
New quarterback,
mm-hmm.
First preseason game.
Yeah.
Do you feel slighted? Do you feel, are you a little antsy because he didn't play that first game?
No, I mean,
he didn't get any live reps.
In terms of like this whole culture, Jay Gruden starting the season off slow, we talked about it before. I think you got to change things up. I would have liked to see Alex Smith play in the first preseason game. That's just me. I think to me, if you've always had this rut of starting off slow, why not change it up? Play more in the preseason. Because Kirk Cousins didn't play a lot in the preseason in D.C. Like, he didn't. Like, the first preseason game, he didn't play. The second preseason game, I think he probably had a quarter, maybe a quarter, two series to a quarter. The third preseason game, he played a lot. So, to me, if you want to change that whole narrative of starting off slow, why not change things up a little bit?
But looking to this game, the Jets defense may be a good test, just based off what we've seen so far. I know what you've seen over the last couple of years. I know they made some changes, but Todd Bowles is still there, and he still has his system in place. So I'm looking for a good test for Alex Smith, and he's played against this defense before. So I'm looking to see, you know, how his familiarity with them will help him in this opening game. But I mean, in his first game, I guess behind center with the Redskins, he's not the entire team though.
Who, Alex Smith?
Right.
No, but I'm looking to see it though.
I'm looking to see Jordan Reed get back on the field. Mm-hmm. You looking to see what you got at running back, obviously.
Trent's gonna play. I doubt Trent will play though.
I'm of the thought that I wouldn't even dress Jordan Reed into the third preseason
game. I'm in the thought process saying I wouldn't even dress Jordan Reed to the regular season.
I know you said that last week.
Yeah, you did.
You just don't want to risk him. Yeah, you like, I'd rather him get hurt in the regular season.
No, I mean,
that's crazy.
You know what? What he played what six? He played six games last year, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I think you need to at least get him a half in the preseason for him to be ready for the regular
season.
He
can't be solved, man. You seen my man Logan Paulson stepped out there and led the Falcons in yards. You know what I'm saying?
Logan Paulson.
Former Redskin, baby.
Logan Paulson.
He out there catching balls right now.
Logan Paulson?
Oh, yeah. Because he's a dirty bird now.
He's a dirty bird.
Let me ask you this.
I'm joking.
You'll be covering the game Thursday, right?
No, I won't be there.
You won't be there?
No,
you're not going? Okay. No, I was going to ask you, will you tune out once the starters? Because if you were going to be there, would you tune out mentally?
Once the starters are done. No, I did it, but I've been to the preseason game before and covered it. I usually pay attention to everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I mean, I know I'm not a big fan of preseason, but the games have been entertaining, in my opinion.
Yeah, in general.
In general, I think it's been,
I like seeing
been
I like
pretty
seeing
competitive. Maybe I just miss football a lot this time around. I
think
know.
That's what it is.
I like seeing them.
I really do. I think that's what it is.
I like seeing
them. Like I said, Sean Deion Hamilton, I was pleasantly surprised, although he hadn't played a game since when? October? Because he was out almost the entire season, I think, at Alabama. So he was chomping at the bit to get on the field. He was itching to get out there, and I think it showed.
No,
but I'm interested to see if he can work his way up the depth chart.
I think he has a good opportunity. I think he has an opportunity, too.
No, because he's a linebacker.
Exactly.
On the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I know. You got, like, Mason Foster.
But he said Mason Foster is the one mentoring him, though.
Yeah,
he said
should.
That interview.
He should. Take his job, too.
Daddy.
Sometimes you got to be real.
419.
I want to see some quality running back play, and we talked about that a little bit, but –
Yeah, I think
Geis is out, so I want to see who's going to step up.
I think that's the first thing. I think that's one of the major things anybody wants to see. You want to see the quality. You want to see, is there a quality running starter on this team? Or will they have to look the free agent wire or possibly look to acquire someone?
It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here with Ray and Will T. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Leave us a comment, and it's much appreciated. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at the Urban Sports Scene, at Urban Sports Scene, or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We will feature your comments on the show. Let's start. We have a few Facebook comments and tweets. Mikey and Amy Carter on Facebook. Alex Smith's first start in preseason on Thursday said that we expect him to lead the team down the field and score. Also, he won't miss more than one pass.
Who is wishful thinking? It's not out the realm of possibility, but I expect there to be, a bit of a transition period for him.
All right. Sony Baldwin said, 3 and out and a pick. Gotta be a Kurt lover. Nah. Gotta be a Kurt lover.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that.
Let's see. Michael Naismith said wins. Wins. Just wins.
Just
win, baby. Just win. Like, look, just win, baby. Like the Raiders, man. Just win.
This is what we got when we were a training camp. Our goal is just to win. Yeah, well, like in that first preseason game, you didn't win, and it didn't matter because, what, the first team guys played how many snaps?
Yeah. Chris Smith says he's the man that will get them to the Super Bowl.
Man. Well, thank you all for listening. I'm just wondering, like, I guess we'll get, like, better feedback when the season starts, because right now we don't have a whole lot to work on. But prior to the season, you get the excitement from people about what could and couldn't may not happen. I mean, a friend of mine is just talking about 0-16 and the highest ticket price for risk in game
0-16
is $85. Just saying, just wild stuff. Again, it's hype talk. It's trash talk prior to the season. I think that's what we're getting now. A lot of guys and females who are either rooting for the Redskins and, you know, right now shooting for the stars at 0-0, and others who are saying it's going to be a debacle.
On Twitter, about Adrian Peterson, we talked about Adrian Peterson. Steve at @Scuba_Steve says, I say yes, 1-year contract, dude can still run hard.
I wouldn't be mad at it, but again, I think the four guys you have, you got to see what you got.
On Twitter about Adrian Peterson, Daryl, we know Super Daryl, said, LOL, stop it.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson might be done, but again, similar to when the Redskins brought in Larry Johnson on a low-risk deal, why not?
And JB Raj on Twitter said nope in terms of Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, it's more of a Wally thing. It's a bald head thing.
What's that supposed to mean, a bald head thing?
Adrian Peterson, y'all look.
Hey, that's my dude, man. Similar. Adrian Peterson, my dude. We don't look similar, man. He's stronger than me, man.
You beat your kids with sticks? You were so mad when he got suspended because of that.
I thought it was bullcrap.
you were really outspoken about
look,
that.
I'm African. It happens, man. It happens. All right. Some people have been little. I'm not. Look, some people get beat. That's what happens in life. I'm not saying he's like. What's good? Like good times or whatnot. When what's the name? What's it? Penny's mom. Put the iron to her. I'm not saying it was that serious. I'm not saying it's like, you know, I say, okay, that's, you know, you can do that to your child. But, you know, what AP did wasn't anything.
It was just a branch.
It was a branch. Switch. It happens. At Taj Wilson 414 said, AP has done too much mileage on those tires and is pretty much one-dimensional now. Y'all acting like Rob Kelly and P-Ron are better than Adrian Peterson. Y'all need to stop. Like, y'all need to really stop. Think about that. Y'all saying that Rob Kelly and P-Ron are better than Adrian Peterson.
It's at this stage of his career.
Even at this stage in his career.
Nah, you gotta be real about
Rob. We're talking about P-Ron and Kelly.
The big role that youth plays in terms of recovery, in terms of endurance. I don't think Adrian Peterson has that anymore.
Tom Brady is what, 41, like 41 years old?
I mean,
I'm just saying, like, you're talking about, like, age. Sometimes you're better.
There's always going to be exceptions to the rule.
I'm just saying, like, when you're more talented, you could be. I'm not comparing Adrian Peterson to, like, Saquon Barkley or somebody like that. I'm talking about Rob Kelly and P. Ryan. I guess that's my thing. But I get it, though. If we're talking about a young, talented kid, yeah, I'm not going to say, you know, resign Adrian Peterson. We're talking about Rob Kelly and P. Ryan.
The team released Scandrick. Why?
He's not good. Like, he's not good. Scandrick's not good. Like, we're really
doing
that?
Up and coming. Talent on your roster.
Scandrick was bad in Dallas the year before. That's why he was a free agent.
Okay, Adrian Peterson wasn't good last year. He played in New Orleans. He got released. He played but Arizona. He had one good game. That was it.
He had one good. I have no idea how many games he had in Arizona that was good or not.
He had one good game.
He had a good game, though. I don't know if Scandrick had a game.
You really lobbying for that dude.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm lobbying for Adrian Peterson, man. A guy who runs hard. I never doubt Adrian Peterson because we saw what he did when he had like two bad legs and came back motivated, rehabbed, and he was the Adrian Peterson of old. And almost, I think he had 2,000 yards that year. So I never doubt Adrian Peterson. It's not my thing to doubt somebody who can do damage like that, though. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
That ship has sailed, sir.
Stop hating on Adrian Peterson, man. Anyway, it's time to wrap the show up. Appreciate you all for listening to the Urban Sports Scene. Keep listening to us. So you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mecca, lead us out, big homie. Swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, man.